Welcome to the very first deep dive for Public Health Perspectives with Benjamin Agra. We're kicking off season one.
Oh, wow.
With a topic that's close to home here in Ghana.
Okay.
Did you know that chronic kidney disease affects like a significant portion of the population here?
Yeah.
It's a serious issue. And today we're diving into a surprising connection between something we often consider healthy, vitamin C, and its potential impact on kidney health.
Interesting.
Yeah, it really is. We're going to be unpacking an article written by our very own host, medical biochemist Benjamin Agra. It's called Kidney Patients, Should You Be Wary of Your Vitamin C?
Okay.
Now, we all know vitamin C is this like immune-boosting superstar.
Yeah.
The go-to for fighting off colds, right, keeping our bodies in tip-top shape. But what if I told you that for people with chronic kidney disease, high doses of vitamin C might not be the health hero we think it is?
That's where things get interesting, you see. While vitamin C has numerous benefits, the way our bodies process it can actually create a bit of a dilemma for those with kidney issues.
Okay, I'm all ears. Break down for us.
So, when we consume vitamin C, a portion of it gets converted into a substance called oxalate. Imagine oxalate as tiny crystals that can build up in our kidneys, kind of like sediment clogging up a pipe. And guess what?
What?
Oxalate is a key culprit in the formation of kidney stones, especially the most common type, calcium oxalate stones.
Kidney stones. Those are definitely not something anyone wants to experience. So we're saying that vitamin C, this nutrient we often associate with good health, can actually contribute to these painful formations in the kidneys. That's a pretty surprising connection.
It is. And it highlights the importance of understanding the nuances of how our bodies work, especially when it comes to pre-existing conditions.
The article mentions a 2016 study that found a potential link between high doses of vitamin C and kidney stones in men. What can you tell us about that study?
It certainly caught the attention of the medical community. It observed a higher incidence of kidney stones in men who were taking high doses of vitamin C supplements compared to those who weren't. Now, it's important to note, this doesn't mean everyone who takes vitamin C supplements will develop kidney stones. It's about understanding individual risks and being mindful of potential downsides.
So if we're talking about kidney health, it's not just about what we add to our diets, right?
Right.
It's also about being aware of potential risks,
right,
for medications and other substances we might be exposed to.
You hit the nail on the head, and this is where things get even more intriguing. Let's dive into some of the other potential kidney saboteurs that Benjamin Agra highlights in his article. Some of them might surprise you. So before we went to, I guess we didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, we're still here.
We're still here.
We're just picking up where we left off.
Yeah, so we were discussing how even seemingly healthy things like vitamin C can have unexpected impacts on our kidneys, particularly for those managing chronic kidney disease.
Right, and now we're about to uncover some more potential kidney saboteurs, as Benjamin Agra calls them, that we might not even realize are harmful. What's first on the list?
Let's talk about NSAIDs, those common over-the-counter pain relievers, like ibuprofen and naproxen. While they're great for headaches and muscle aches, long-term use can actually reduce blood flow to the kidneys, potentially leading to damage over time.
Wow, that's concerning. I know so many people who rely on ibuprofen for everyday aches and pains. Are there any alternatives they could consider?
Absolutely. There are other pain management strategies that might be gentler on the kidneys, for example. Things like acetaminophen, or even natural remedies like turmeric can be effective for certain types of pain. Of course, it's always best to consult with a healthcare provider to determine the best approach for your individual needs.
So it's not just about avoiding NSAIDs altogether, but about using them responsibly and exploring other options.
Exactly. Now moving on. Another category to be mindful of is certain antibiotics. While essential for fighting bacterial infections, some types like aminoglycosides and vancomycin can be quite potent and potentially toxic to the kidneys, especially if their use isn't closely monitored.
That makes sense. Antibiotics are powerful weapons against bacteria, so it's understandable that they could have strong effects on other parts of the body as well.
Precisely. And this is where the importance of personalized medical advice really shines. Your doctor can determine if an antibiotic is truly necessary, choose the most appropriate type, and carefully monitor your kidney function throughout the course of treatment.
So we've got NSAIDs and certain antibiotics on our list of potential kidney troublemakers. What else should we be aware of?
Another surprising culprit is a group of medications called proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs for short. These are commonly prescribed for heartburn and acid reflux, and they can be very effective, however. Some studies have hinted at a possible connection between long-term PPI use and an increased risk of chronic kidney disease.
That's interesting. I never heard of that connection before. It seems like heartburn is such a common issue that many people might be taking PPIs without realizing the potential long-term risks.
That's why staying informed is so crucial. It's not about avoiding these medications altogether, but about having open conversations with your doctor to weigh the benefits and risks and explore alternative strategies for managing your condition.
Speaking of alternative strategies, Benjamin's article also touches on the potential risks of certain herbal supplements. I think many people assume that because something is natural, it's automatically safe.
That's a common misconception, unfortunately. Natural doesn't always equal safe, especially when it comes to herbal supplements. One example the article mentions is aristolochic acid, which has been linked to severe kidney damage and should be avoided completely. Just like with medications, it's essential to research and understand the potential risks of any herbal supplements you're considering and to consult with your doctor before adding them to your routine.
So it seems like a recurring theme here is the importance of individual assessment and personalized guidance when it comes to protecting our kidneys.
Absolutely. And it's not just about what we put into our bodies, but also about being proactive with monitoring our kidney health. Regular checkups and kidney function tests can be invaluable for detecting any early signs of problems.
This has been a real eye-opener. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the surprising connection between vitamin C and kidney stones to the potential risks of everyday medications and supplements.
Indeed.
So what are some things people can do to protect their kidneys?
Well, let's shift gears and focus on some practical steps we can all take to support our kidney health and minimize these risks. Right.
So what are some things people can do to protect their kidneys?
Well, some of them might sound familiar, but they're worth repeating because they're so fundamental. First and foremost, let's talk about hydration. Aiming for those 8 glasses of water a day is like giving your kidneys a big hug.
It's such a simple thing, yet still crucial for so many bodily functions. And it's not just about plain water, right? We can get creative with our fluid intake.
Absolutely. Fruits and veggies with high water content, like watermelon and cucumber, can also contribute to your overall hydration. Herbal teas and even broths can be good options too. The key is to find enjoyable ways to keep those fluids flowing.
Another tip that stood out to me in the article was the concept of moderation. It seems like a good rule of thumb for so many aspects of health, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. Whether we're talking about vitamin C medications, supplements, or even certain foods, moderation is key. It's about finding that balance and avoiding extremes. That could put undue stress on our kidneys. And this ties back to the importance of personalized guidance. Your doctor can help you determine what moderation looks like for you based on your individual circumstances.
So we've got hydration, moderation, and of course, staying informed about potential risks and side effects. Is there anything else we should add to our kidney health checklist?
One final point that Benjamin emphasizes is the importance of regular monitoring, especially if you have risk factors for kidney disease. This involves getting regular blood and urine tests to assess kidney function. Early detection is key for so many health conditions, and kidney disease is no exception.
So to wrap things up, it sounds like we have a lot of power to protect our kidneys through everyday choices and proactive healthcare.
That's a great way to put it. Knowledge is power. And taking that knowledge and applying it to our daily lives can make a real difference in our long-term health.
Thank you so much for joining us on this first deep dive into public health perspectives with Benjamin Agra. We hope you found it insightful and perhaps even a bit surprising.
It's been a pleasure sharing these insights with you.
Remember, if even something as seemingly healthy as vitamin C can have unexpected downsides, it's worth questioning our assumptions and staying curious about the complexities of our health. Until next time, stay informed. Stay hydrated, and take good care of those kidneys.